Good morning, I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Rhode Island is about to get pounded with another snowstorm. The National Weather Service has placed the state under a winter storm watch from tonight through Friday morning. 4 to 8 inches of heavy, wet snow are expected, and this may not be the last snowstorm of the season, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Alan Dunham.
It's possible we'll get significant snowstorms till the end of March, and even I remember the April 1st storm a few years ago.
The National Weather Service warns that the combination of heavy, wet snow and strong winds will lead to difficult driving conditions and a strong possibility of power outages. The state Senate has finalized the new members of a new state board that will oversee public schools and higher education. But as Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis reports, questions remain about whether the panel will be effective at improving public education.
The Senate confirmed 7 remaining nominees for the 11-member board by lopsided margins. Republican Dawson Hodgson of North Kingstown voted against each nominee to protest what he calls a flawed approach to reshaping education policy. Hodgson says it's unclear if the single board can succeed in improving the state's public education system.
It's a great big question mark. It's a very large job they have in front of us. They need to put together a completely new administrative plan for educational governance in this state. It's going to require a disciplined, methodic approach, and it's going to have to be done relatively quickly.
Supporters say replacing 2 separate education panels with a single board will improve coordination. The new board is set to hold its first meeting next Monday at the Warwick campus of CCRI. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Governor Lincoln Chafee says he'll make a nomination as soon as possible for a new executive director at the Rhode Island Economic Development Corporation and for several vacancies on that agency's board. Former EDC Director Keith Stokes stepped down in the aftermath of the 38 Studios loan debacle. The video game company got $75 million to move to Rhode Island, but later went bankrupt. Chafee's office says the governor will ultimately nominate 9 people to the EDC board, including labor leader George Nee, who already serves on the board but whose term has expired. Chafee says some are hesitant to serve at the EDC because of all the bad publicity. And Central Falls schools are in for a major facelift thanks to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. As Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick reports, Central Falls is one of 16 cities across the country to receive generous grants from the Microsoft mogul.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has made a $10 million grant to the Central Falls District Charter Collaboration Compact. That's a coalition of Central Falls public schools and 5 nearby charter schools. The money will be used to upgrade and build schools. Central Falls Superintendent Fran Gallo says the funds will be put to good use.
Well, the state of the schools are poor. Leaky roofs, rain coming in whenever and wherever. Sometimes it can gush from a window that's closed. And, you know, sometimes it just comes right through the ceiling.
Noah Wepman of the Gates Foundation says Central Falls is one of 16 cities receiving educational grants.
Each of the 16 compact cities were chosen because of the bold leadership that was demonstrated by the superintendent and by the charter leaders to come together.
Wetman says most of the cities, like Central Falls, have large concentrations of minority low-income students. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.
And once again, a winter storm watch is in effect starting late tonight and running into Friday. Forecasters are expecting 4 to 8 inches of snow and possible heavy winds. For today, the forecast says cloudy skies, scattered rain and snow showers possible this morning, and then rain expected in the afternoon. Highs will be in the lower 40s today, with snow starting mostly after midnight tonight.
I believe that it is important to understand others.
I believe that it's okay not to have any strong beliefs.
I believe in the power and joy of running.
This I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. One of the painful realities of modern life is that neighbors can live near each other for years, cheek by jowl, and barely know one another. How many of us do little more than nod our heads or perhaps wave to people who frequently cross our paths as we make our way through the day? In this encore essay, Janine Wiseman reminds us how important it is to take it one step further.
He asks me if I know who he is. Yes, I tell him, and your name's on your cane anyway. We walk down the street together. He inches along in untied shoes. He has no gloves. His sport coat is too thin for the cold. He lives at the top of the street, I don't remember the last time I saw him. He certainly wasn't like this. His left pupil is the size of an Advil. His right, a pinpoint. Where are you going? To get some donuts, he replies. I ask if his family knows where he is. He says his wife was shopping. His son was out. I'd been walking home from the grocery store. A woman walking her dog ahead of me stopped, and her dog sniffed around a yard. I passed her, and then I saw this man in the distance. He didn't look right. But I went into my house to put my groceries away. Surely the dog lady would check on him. She was going in the same direction and would quickly catch up to him. But the dog lady had vanished when I came back outside 2 minutes later. He was still shuffling down the hill. He'd made it past another house. Sometimes you're handed an assignment you don't have time for. You take it because it's the right thing to do. But I believe you also take it because it pays forward a kindness you may badly need yourself someday. Which is how I found myself helping a guy who wanted some donuts. Getting to the Dunkin' Donuts at the bottom of our street was no small achievement, but he finally made it. I was giddy over his hard-earned triumph as we approached the counter, only to have dreams of a victory dozen shattered. Not one chocolate frosted, not one honey-dipped cruller remained. "Where are all the donuts?" I asked, more disappointed than my companion. The guy behind the counter, wearing reindeer antlers on his head, gestured to the empty shelves. It was close to 4 p.m. on Christmas Eve. He bought one of the last coffee rolls. We sat down. Now what? He couldn't walk back up the hill. I looked around for a police officer. Where was a cop in a Dunkin' Donuts when you needed one? We chatted for about 20 minutes. Then his son walked in. Someone saw our slow sidewalk marathon and called him. And so we parted. I hurried home to make dinner. I don't imagine I'll see him out walking again. I'm pretty sure he's forgotten our downhill journey. But I'll remember it. And that on our street, neighbors look out for each other.
Janine Wiseman is editor of Mercury, a weekly arts, culture, and lifestyle publication in Newport, Rhode Island. She is also an actress and singer who has appeared on stage at Second Story Theater and the Courthouse Center for the Arts. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.